Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. One of the most obscene things that I have seen in a long time, it emanated from Donald Trump. Yesterday, believe it or not, he called on Vladimir Putin publicly to release dirt on Hunter Biden. Now, think about that. In the past, he said publicly on television to Vladimir Putin during the 2016 race against Hillary Clinton, release Hillary Clinton's emails that Putin had hacked. And then, of course, Trump denied that Putin had hacked them after he was president. Trump's a crook. Putin is committing genocide in Ukraine. He has surrounded Mariupol and denied it food and water so that people are starved and have to surrender and fight each other for food. Just like the Russians themselves had to do in Leningrad in the early 1940s when the Nazi army laid siege to Leningrad and 800,000 people died. Putin's a Nazi. Trump has called him a Nazi. Putin, to release dirt on Hunter Biden. Remember, Trump also blackmailed Zelensky, who's a good guy. Trump said to Zelensky, you're not getting any Javelin missiles to take out those Russian tanks that we promised you, or any armaments, until you just announce that you're investigating Joe Biden. That's all you have to do. And Zelensky, quite frankly, was really caught in a bind. He's an honest guy. But fortunately, that got blown on CNN. Story released, let Zelensky off the hook. Trump lost the election. Trump is a crook. He is on the take. He is crooked. But to appeal to a Nazi genocider, a sadistic genocidal animal like Putin, I'm not saying this lightly. Let me give you an example. They have kidnapped several hundred thousand Ukrainians and taken them to camps in Russia, in eastern Ukraine, around the Mariupol area. In towns that they now occupy, they go up to the door, they knock on the door. If it's a journalist, an intellectual, a priest, a leader, a mayor, they simply kidnap them. What they did in Lithuania, the last time they did this, a long time ago, they killed them or sent them to the gulag. But there are accounts, there are horrible accounts, where there'll be people huddled in a shelter and the Russian Nazi soldiers come in. They order the men to one side. They don't let them leave. They kill some of them. And then they say they're going to take the women and children. They want to split the families to demoralize them. And they will only let men come if there's a very large family and they're needed to help control the children. Then they take them to Russia and they intake them like criminals. Each one of them has to stand, be photographed from the front, the back, both sides, and be interrogated. And then they're put in camps. This is a European country doing this to a European country in the year 2022. This is after we beat the Nazis. We beat the Nazis in 1945 for doing the same thing. And Trump called on the Nazi, Russian Nazi Putin, to release dirt on Hunter Biden. Now, let me say a few things. Hunter Biden is the son of Joe Biden and Joe Biden's first wife, who was killed in that tragic car accident back in 1972. And I'm not defending Hunter Biden. I have no idea if he did anything wrong. He apparently has tried for investments in different areas. But specifically what Trump has called on Putin, the Nazi Putin, to release is quote, Hunter Biden's dealings with Moscow's late mayor, Yuri Lyuskov. Now, you may not be familiar with Yuri Lyuskov, but Yuri Lyuskov was mayor for a long time. And Yuri Lyuskov is the guy that Trump tried to do business with in the late 90s. And in 2016, Trump approached him to put in Trump Tower Moscow. And so he wants dirt on Hunter Biden's attempt, which never came to pass if it ever happened at all, to do business there. But the other point I want to make is this. It's an important point. If it turns out that Hunter Biden did anything wrong, the issue is not what Hunter Biden did. The issue is Joe Biden. Jimmy Carter had Billy Carter, a brother, who was a colorful character who ended up representing Libya, terror state, when his brother Jimmy was president. Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's half-brother, was up to some shenanigans. Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, committed securities fraud. Okay, it ain't great. You have relatives like that. The issue is what happens. What does the president do? And Jimmy Carter was not accused of doing anything ever, neither was Bill Clinton like that. Actually, it turned out George W. Bush committed securities fraud himself, but he hired the former general counsel of the SEC to represent him. He dumped his stock in a small company just before they released bad sales news. And that's endemic in that family. But what is Trump doing appealing to a genocidal, sadistic monster? What is he doing? And the answer is, I don't know what he's doing, except that he's crooked. He's on the take from Putin. And if you are willing, like Trump, to enter into a dialogue to hurt Biden with a genocidal maniac killing Ukraine right in the middle of the genocide, what do you think Trump would do if he were ever president again? You can't turn the United States over to Putin or over to fascism and destroy our entire democratic tradition. That's what Trump represents. So anybody out there who's too lazy to follow the news, read the newspapers, make up your own minds, if you end up doing that, you have betrayed the United States. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, a lot of people, starting with George W. Bush, totally missed on how they take Putin. Last Sunday's New York Times, I just finished this article. Here's a really nice little picture of Condi Rice, George W. Bush, and Putin at a meeting in June of 2001. And they're laughing. Bush is laughing hysterically in the picture. And Bush, that was the time he said, you know, he sent this sense to sense of soul. And he also said, I see him as very straightforward and trustworthy. How could so many people get this guy wrong? They knew what he was from his days in their KGB.
Right. Well, Hitler was the same way, Dick. Early on in the 20s, he said he wanted peace. And he went around with these soulful lies. He was a mass murderer. He killed more than 6 million people. And this is what's happening with Putin. And you're right. Not only did George W. Bush fall under his spell, he said, I've looked into his eyes. You know, Trump said he loves Kim Jong-un. And he looked into Putin's eyes. Putin is a murderer. He's a torturer. He tortured people for the KGB. He is a murderer. He is a psychopath. and he has his arms on his finger on nuclear weapons. That is the problem. Dick, thanks for calling. No, you're absolutely right. It's been misread by him. It was misread by Obama, who thought we could have decent relations with him. Hillary Clinton thought we could have a reset. Going back to the line, CJ Madison, my friend, we have two minutes to the break, my friend. Out with it. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Well, shame on you, Matt Flynn. For
hey, do you still hate NATO or not, CJ? Look, I take your calls.
Well,
let me tell you something.
Yes, you do.
Belling would not take a call from a liberal, believe me. But go ahead. I like you, CJ. Go ahead. Say something. Shame on me. What else?
Matt, I really do. Thank you. Trump got NATO countries to pay their 2% of GDP. He didn't want to leave NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share. What do you think Ukraine could have done with the $85 million of equipment we left behind by Joe Biden in Afghanistan? And it was Zuckerberg and your party that buried the truth about Hunter Biden. Now the truth is coming out with John Durham, and it points right to the Democrats and Hillary Clinton campaign. Obama and Biden gave Ukraine blankets. Trump gave Ukraine javelins and stingers. Your party, Zuckerberg, and the big guy is Joe Biden, got $10 million.
CJ, I'm afraid I got to go to a break. I have no discretion on this. I'm going to respond to you after the break. I enjoy your calling in. I disagree with you, but I respect your right to have an opinion, and I will get back to you right after the break. Lines open, 844-967-2789.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.